I don't know. I did ask him if it's goal to goal. But he explained that obviously the fans have to see the game. It's a spectator sport, so he got the right decision.
Good that he gave it that week and
at least tried to make it work. And I think we all knew here, you guys must have known this is not going to lift, you know, once it come down. So a little bit frustrated after, you know, putting all the work in preparation, preparing the game. But I was delighted with my team's performance. To show character again, come back for one down and show character, played some right good stuff. And I felt we were a better team in the first half. But really, once again, I felt we've been let down again with the officials. With the penalty, it's happening too much. Asked him about it. I don't think he was in a great position to give it. I think that maybe because there was a handball and they were all shouting, it maybe have triggered someone in there. But that was never a penalty kick. The Kilmarnock ball's dived and he's bought it. So once again, you know, you're expecting, you feel for your boys, that's what you do, you feel for your boys, because they've been giving me everything since I've come to the club. We're getting better as the days and the weeks go by, and we're digging in there, so, but gave enough, great character to come back.
Not a bad finish as well
for Wigden. Aye, Wigden, we've been playing a lot of practice matches, friendly matches. Because I want to see everyone, you know, I'm still sort of assessing it, and Wiggy's just been keeping his head down and getting on there, so I'm absolutely delighted for him. I really am delighted for him. He's you can see his touches and his passing, he's a quality footballer and fantastic finish.
You must have been so pleased with the reaction from the boys after going a goal down. I thought especially in the first half, some of their passing was really, really
so it's getting slick, yep, and all that's coming on to the coming from the training pitch. When we do it, we're good. When we don't do it, we're not so good. But in terms of effort, commitment, never in doubt, even there. You know, we just need to control the game a little bit more and control the opponents when we've not got it, in terms of one or two too many crosses coming out of our box. We need to stop that. And just be a little bit more compact in our shape. But absolutely, the way we went about our business, fantastic. Really, really pleased for them. Played some, as I say, some real good stuff. And on another day, you know, I felt we were a better team. Anything that Kilmarnock got, obviously the penalty, and I think Connolly slipped for one. You know, it was, once again, it was like Queen of the South last week. It's our own doing. So we need to cut that out. And just keep doing what we're doing. You keep pushing them, keep setting standards, keep demanding of them. Don't give them a minute off, you know. And that's what you have to do to win football matches.
It surprises a wee bit with Kai Kennedy on the bench.
Well, Kai's not been well for 4 days, and that's just our luck. We've not got any wingers, to tell you the truth. We've not got Don Thomas, who's injured. Kai's injured. Kai was sick for 4 days, and he come in training yesterday, didn't look too great. Basically only done 15 minutes work. So we say, see how you are in the morning, and we'll assess it from there. He come in this morning, felt a little bit better. And he says, could you sit on the bench and give us 20 minutes? And he says, aye, oh, credit to him. He says, yep. So, but that, and then we had to come up with some in a shape, and Dill and Toddy went and played in the wide areas. And I've said that over the last couple of weeks. You know, it's round pegs and square holes, but they seem to just get on with it and thrive on it. And you know, so I've got a right headache for next week.
Nice job,
all right.
Thanks, John. Jack, how are you, pal?